Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We have a little hiccup going on, so I'm going to start out the show. It's not Free for All Friday today. I had actually planned on having a Dr. Gerald Giannoli on, and we will have him on later in the show. We're having some technical problems that we're trying to get fixed. He is going to talk to us about health and health care. And so it's going to be interesting. He's written a little article about Hillary and about Clinton's health. Not Hillary and Clinton, Hillary and Trump. And I thought it was kind of interesting. He is a neurologist himself. And we're going to have him on. Then he has some interesting things that he does a little bit different in his practice that I thought you would find interesting in the wake of what's going on with health care in this nation. In his article, he observed how the mainstream media is not even talking about Hillary's health and how different that was from when back in 2008 election with John McCain, and they were screaming and screaming about all his health records because he did have skin cancer. He had a melanoma, which is very serious. But now there's nothing. And Hillary's had some serious issues with blood clots. They're serious. I mean, I've had some family members with blood clots. It is a serious thing. And head concussions, they're very serious. And she has had both of those things. So when we talk about this, and yet the mainstream media isn't even mentioning it, it's kind of I don't know. It's kind of disturbing to me. And yet, when we talk about the mainstream media and what they don't talk about and what they do talk about, I have some headlines here. And I think we've got Dr. Giannoli on the line, so I'm going to go to him. Doctor, how are you today?
Doing great, Beth. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Well, I've done a pretty poor job of introducing you right now. With all our complications this morning, I do apologize for that. But I was telling my listeners about the article that you had written and that we were going to talk about Hillary's health. And I wanted to talk about your practice, how you run that, have decided in the last several years to run it just a little differently, and the failings of Obamacare. Now, I was in the healthcare industry way back when. Couldn't wait to get out of it. It was very stressful. I think this is stressful, but it's a different kind of stress. Monday mornings were dreaded, and I think you probably have the same thing. Yours is a little more, your practice is a little more honed in to certain things, where I was in a multi-practice, internal medicine practice building where there was 13 doctors, and Monday mornings were just a nightmare because everyone waited over the weekend when they were not feeling well or something to call and try to get in.
And then the other time is Friday afternoons.
Yes. And I ran the switchboard for a while, and I even had certain doctors that thought I knew exactly who they were when I didn't answer their call, and it would just be that the lines were so lit up I couldn't get to anybody fast enough. And so it was a stressful situation, but I didn't really hate it because I love people, and I kind of get a kick out of people when they come in and go, and had some things that you get close to the patients as a receptionist, and you kind of make connections with them. Maybe you're not supposed to, but I'm a people person, so I kind of do that. But I remember when we went through some of the things with healthcare changes back then and how confusing it was for everyone. And I want to talk about that later in the show. Right now, believe it or not, I want to talk about Hillary's health and the article that you wrote. And you titled it, "Is Clinton's Health Less Important Than Trump's?" Now, you know, they have been calling. In fact, Hillary's camp has been calling for Trump's health records.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yes, which, you know, that's irony. I mean, they haven't screamed too loud, but they were screaming here a couple of weeks ago about it, and it's all died down now. So, but, yeah, they were calling for his.
Yeah. Well, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, we have two people running for president that are both near 70 years old. And as you know, people in that age group, it is the rare person that does not or has not had a significant medical problem by that time.
That's true.
And going forward, you know, as our population ages, this is going to loom a bigger and bigger question, not become just an anomaly for this election, because our population's aging, and I think we're going to see more older presidential candidates because the health of people in that age group varies drastically from those that are in still extremely good health to those who are in extremely poor health. So, you know, it's going to be a question, I think, in future presidential elections as well. So from my standpoint, I think as an American citizen and voter, I think most mainstream Americans do want to know what is the health status of the presidential candidates.
And, you know, that particular being president of the United States, we're going to talk about stress. It is a very stressful position. There's a lot of things that they have to deal with, and we can pick on Obama all we want to, but every single president we've seen go through there, we've watched them turn white. We've watched their hair turn white or fall out. We've watched how the stress has aged them in just one term, in 4 years. You can see it. It is a stressful situation. You know,
in truthfulness, I think my hair has turned white during the Obama presidency.
Well, I'm not going to ask your age, but I know the age that I'm at, and my listeners know I don't hold back on my age. I'm 63. And I am in really good health. Now, that could change tomorrow. You know how things pop up. But I have been in really good health. I have no real big problems whatsoever. And I know I'm very fortunate because people I went to school with have already had big issues and serious issues. And so I know that, you know, I've been very blessed and I'm very fortunate. I say I come from a line of long livers. My parents were very healthy and lived very long. And I had a grandmother that was very healthy, lived to be 102 and a half. So, you know, people are stuck with me for a while, I think. But but when we get into the 70s and we see what the stress is, I'm more interested in both of their health. I am interested in their financial dealings right now. We're concerned with what Hillary has done. But, you know, as far as their tax records and that kind of thing, you know, they're after Trump for his tax records. That doesn't really bother me as much.
Well, you know, as you know, there's a lot of different medical problems that I would not think of as something that would preclude someone from being a president. But there are some things that would really give me some serious concerns, and in particular, someone who has suffered traumatic brain injury, as Ms. Clinton has, as well as having a cerebral venous thrombosis, which is a very serious problem. To give you an idea, if she applied to get a license to fly a plane, there's no way she'd get it. If she already had a license, she would be denied a renewal just based on her health status.
Well, that I do not know.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, somebody who's on chronic Coumadin therapy, from what I understand, is not allowed to fly a plane, you know, aside from any of the other issues. But, you know, those are some things that the Clinton campaign has told the public. It is public knowledge she had a concussion. Her husband, former President Bill Clinton, slipped up and told people it took her 6 months to recover.
Okay. We're going to hold right there because we're going into that first break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dr. I'm going to say his name wrong. I know I am. Dr. Gerald Giannoli. And we're going to discuss the health of the presidential candidates, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
TJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips. Cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4922. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I kind of jumped into the show, and I have to confess that I wasn't prepared, because when we come in, we found out we had a phone issue, and then we've got that all taken care of now, so everything's cool. But I didn't do a very good job of introducing you, Doctor, so I want to do that really. I want to back up just a little bit right now, and you can maybe help me. You can maybe help me. You've been an author. You also write, and obviously I'm reading one of your articles right now, but you write for several different entities, and did I understand, too, that you have written a book?
No books yet. I've written book chapters, but no books.
Oh, just chapters. Well, I'm starting a book. I started it several years ago, and I started with the preface. My son just shook his head. He goes, "That's not the way you start, Mom." I said, "Well, I didn't know how else to start." Anyway, it's my children demanding that I write a book. He's a skull-based surgeon. So you basically work on people's heads, don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
And a member of the Association of the American Physicians and Surgeons, which I have several of you that have been on with me numerous times, because I get your articles in my email, and I really do appreciate the doctors don't talk about medical. They research and do everything, and I was very impressed with what you guys do, and I really do appreciate it so very, very much. And your practice is in Louisiana, but you have patients from all over.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I have a kind of a unique practice in that I specialize in vertigo and dizziness as the main aspects of my practice. And it's it's one of these things that not many people really want to do or get are interested in, partly because it's complicated and partly because all the insurers and Medicare, Medicaid, et cetera, pay so poorly for it that no one wants to take care of these folks.
Oh, I know. I know. It's ridiculous. Let's go back to Hillary. Now, Sean Hannity was showing over and over and over again something, and I don't know if you saw this or not, but it was a reaction that Hillary had. She was kind of crowded around with some reporters, it seemed to be, and she just started doing a head-bobbing thing. Now, that's all that she was doing, and Hannity was going off on it like it was a seizure. I thought it looked like Hillary's trying to be funny. And she doesn't really do that well. And well, she just doesn't. I'm not picking on her. Some people just, they can't do funny. And that's kind of what I thought. I was going to see if you saw that particular video and had any kind of an opinion on it.
Yes, ma'am. I've seen it, and multiple people have sent it to me, and I agree with you. I think she was just, it was her goofy sense of humor. Folks with the problem she has, this cerebral venous thrombosis, have a number of different issues, and one of the kind of vague terms these folks use is something called brain fog. They have trouble with concentration, short-term memory issues, ability to focus, and when they're in a crowd of people and there's a lot of people shouting at them, it's very disturbing to them. And I think part of that was a reaction that, oh, my God, I don't want to answer any of these questions. And she kind of turned it into a goofy joke,
right,
is I think what it was. I don't think it was a seizure. No.
I don't think it was either. It didn't look like one to me, not that I'm an expert on it. But I was kind of I watched it, and he showed it over and over and over again. And I kind of had to yell at him a little bit because I thought he was being ridiculous with it.
Yeah. I will say this much. You can't say it wasn't a seizure, but I really don't think it was.
Okay. But the issue with her health is really with the blood issue, with the blood clots and the brain injury where she's had, you know, the concussion, because those things can be very serious, and with the blood clots, they can reoccur.
Yes, ma'am.
It can become something that's, you know, that happens more often or happens again, and you never know how bad it's going to be the next time. Now, I know she's on the blood thinner. She's on Coumadin. And I know other people that have had blood clot issues, and they are on Coumadin for the rest of their lives, and they have to be very careful. And they have to monitor it. They have to go back and forth to the doctor and the lab and get their blood checked periodically to make sure that it's at the right levels.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, you know, what we know, she's had three separate episodes where blood has spontaneously clotted in her veins. So that tells you she has what we call a hypercoagulable state. For one reason or another, her blood will clot spontaneously. The fact that it's happened three times means if they don't do something, it's going to happen again. And the next time she may be dead as a result of it. Because one of the big concerns about a blood clot in the leg isn't so much, I mean, it's not fun having a blood clot in your leg, but the big concern is that it will break loose and go into the lungs and become what we call a pulmonary embolus, in which case, basically, you can have instant death from that. The other concern is the blood clot in the brain, which she has a blood clot that blocked off the right transverse venous sinus. Now, that's one of the two main veins that drains blood from the brain. And if you suddenly block off one vein, all of the blood has to go through the other vein, and it cannot expand enough to maintain all the blood flow. What happens as a result of that is the pressure inside the head goes up, and you get elevated intracranial pressure. And it will put pressure on the brain and on the nerves coming out of the brain and can cause a lot of dysfunction. And even if that vein that clotted off opens up a little bit, she'll still have intermittent trouble with that. And I think, you know, some of the things that she's done on the campaign trail makes me wonder if she's having some issues with that. Now, if that clot were to propagate and get a little bit further onto the other side and block up the other vein, then you're talking about a serious life-threatening condition where the pressure can get so high that it could actually kill her.
Well, I know that there's things that we need to watch for, or that she needs to watch for, and I'm going to defend her just a little bit. Not that I believe she needs to let her, I believe she needs to divulge her medical records. I do believe that. And I think Trump should as well. I think they both should. But I know that when you do speak and you get in crowds and sometimes you lose your train of thought, whether you've had a blood clot or a brain injury or not. It just happens. And Hannity was even defending her on that because, you know, when you do public speaking, you just know that that happens. And that's probably another reason she doesn't particularly speak off the cuff. She's not good at it. And, you know, some people can just speak off the cuff and it's, you know, it's no problem. Others like us, like me, we lose our train of thought once in a while and we go chasing a rabbit or, ooh, shiny over there, you know, we get distracted.
But, sure.
But, you know, but if it's happening periodically and it's happening more frequently, I think we need to be concerned about her health. But it's her balance as well that she keeps falling down. I'm concerned about that, you know.
Sure. Well, you know, the other thing, you know, it's actually fairly common for people to lose their train of thought while they're talking in front of public audiences and such. But the bigger concern is this a change over her previous behavior, her previous experiences?
Okay.
And I don't ever remember Hillary Clinton having issues like this in the past.
Well, I don't either, but I'm not sure. She always seems to be very well prepared, where she's not necessarily speaking off the cuff. And the few times that I saw her when they were showing her lose her train of thought, I think she was trying to speak off the cuff and she was answering a question or coming out with something. Now, I could be mistaken on that, but that the at least a couple of them that I saw, that's what she was trying to do.
Sure. I mean, fair enough. I mean, but like you said, the other issue being the balance issue, which is certainly one of the things you will get with the elevated intracranial pressure, will cause inner ear problems, vertigo, dizziness, balance issues. It also will cause visual issues. In particular, it will cause two specific types of eye problems that are fairly common. One is what we call visual field cuts. I mean, everybody has a sort of a natural blind spot in their eye, and what you can see is that blind spot can get bigger to where it can actually cause significant visual loss. And then the other is you can get paralysis or temporary paralysis of one of the nerves going to the eye muscles to where you can't coordinate the two eyes to go in the same spot at the same time, and you get double vision. And that's treated with the Fresnel glasses or prison glasses that she wore when she was in, I believe it's the Benghazi hearings, she showed up with those.
Okay.
You know, so she does have findings that do suggest that that has been an issue, at least in the past. The third big issue you see is headaches, and it's been reported she does get some pretty severe headaches. Now, she may deny that now, but at the same time, too, you know, she denied a lot of things that we have found are not true in the past, in particular with regards to her email. So the other question is, can we believe the Clinton campaign when they say she's healthy?
Well, and another thing that I was concerned about is her exhaustion. And, of course, her age would have some to do with that. But also the health issues would have something to do with her exhaustion. Because she's even commented about being exhausted at times. But she says, but I get up and I keep going. But we know that that's not totally true. She doesn't have the stamina and the go that we see Trump doing. But then they've had different jobs. They've had different lifestyles. And maybe that makes the difference. We're going into a break. The lines are open at 877-895-5410. That's the number to call, 877-895-5410. We may change up the topic a little bit, but Dr. Giannoli and Beth Ann will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our state's
states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dr. Gerald Giannoli, and we're discussing the health of our presidential candidates. And I do think that they both should just give over their health records. I think that that's more important in some respects than tax returns. We do need to know a few things about what's going on with the Clinton Foundation, and that's another story. I have to ask you, in all seriousness now, are you ready for this question?
I don't know.
Is all the lying that she's doing, is that part of her health issues?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I did a radio interview just before this one, and a caller came in who was self-identified radical liberal, questioned Donald Trump's psychiatric diagnoses. And
I find that hysterical.
Well, I mean, it's a way of just diverting the conversation. The issue is, okay, when you're talking about psychiatric diagnoses, first of all, you're talking about some of the most flimsy, wiggly criteria for diagnoses around. But about the only hard thing you can go by is – Because if you look in the psychiatric manual, you'll look in there and you say, "Oh my God, that's me! Oh my God, that's me!" Or it's Jane.
That's what happens when you do an internet search on some kind of ailment, and all of a sudden you've got it.
You got it. Well, the issue is this. Okay, everybody, and I repeat, everybody has elements that you will find in psychiatric diagnoses. The question is not, do you have some of these elements? The question is, are they present to the degree that they inhibit you from functioning appropriately in a major aspect of your life, as in your occupation, in your relationships with other people, family, friends, spouse, etc., those kind of things? Does it cause you to become arrested and put in jail? And in the question of Donald Trump, I told him, well, look, he may have elements of narcissism or whatever you want to say, but it is not a functional problem. He is very successful from a business standpoint. He's very successful from a relationship standpoint. He's got a wife and a family that apparently is very loyal and loves him. He's not been in jail for anything, et cetera. So there's the whole issue of psychiatric diagnosis applying to Donald Trump is just nonsense. Okay. The same thing you could say with Hillary Clinton. I mean, in her case, I'd have to wonder about antisocial personality disorder. But it's not one of these things you can make by looking at someone's public persona. You'd have to actually sit and spend time with them and evaluate them with a psychiatrist and find out what's the underlying problems and how's it affecting their life. But I don't know if you could say that's true of either one of the candidates.
Well, with Hillary Clinton, we know that integrity has been an issue with her for a long time. I mean, she talks about dishonesty about other people, and they want to throw Nazism at Trump, and it's just crazy what's going on. But when we look back at some of her past, and when she was on the committee, and the law firm she worked for was investigating the Watergate, she got fired. She got fired for lying and lack of integrity. And then when she does an interview, says, "Have you ever lied?" "No, I don't think so. I try not to lie." it's comical, it's obvious that has been, integrity has been an issue with her.
Oh, absolutely. Well, still to this point, she's lying about what the FBI said in relationship to the email probe. And then she had to go on and say she short-circuited the truth, whatever that means. I guess that's a way of admitting that you lied about it. And I think that's a big reason why she's not done any significant press conferences in 6 months, is because she doesn't want to have to answer questions like that, because the only good answer for her would be a lie.
And she's starting to run out of lies. You can only lie so much. And I don't know how many more ways she can spin this. I mean, it's obvious that she lost them on purpose. She got rid of these emails, or tried to. Obviously, they're not totally gone. That cyber world, it's always there somewhere. And so she's tried to prevaricate several different directions, and she's running out of directions. And so I'm not sure how much longer she can keep up that lie.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's harder for politicians to be untruthful with the public when you've got the internet around. Prior to the internet, they could say something, and unless someone could find the video somewhere and publish it somewhere, they could get away with lying. It's a lot harder, I think, nowadays to get away with a lie.
Well, they seem to get away with it because I think the American people accept it. And that bothers me about as much or more than the fact that they lie, is that the American people accept it.
And in Mrs. Clinton's case, the probably the bigger issue is not as much that the American people accept it. She has got the major media actively campaigning for her. They have thrown all kind of pretense of being unbiased out of the window. As a matter of fact, when the whole issue of her health, they do not want that question asked. They get very indignant. As a matter of fact, the same press release that you received about my editorial was sent to a place like the New York Times, in which case normally they would just ignore it, but I actually got emails basically questioning my medical integrity, and how dare you ask questions like this?
They would just run you through the ringer backwards, wouldn't they?
Oh, well, absolutely.
I have a little something that I like to share every now and then, and this is from a liberal news entity. News outlet. And these are just the headlines. Now, when you listen to Fox, I'm going to admit, when you listen to Fox, you hear the opposite, because you're going to hear what they want from Hillary. They want to see her health care. They want her health records. They want to know what's gone on with the emails. They're into the Clinton Foundation and trying to find out. But they will attack Trump once in a while. They're after him now because they think he's softening on the immigration issue and da 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 da. But This Politicus USA is a real liberal politics. In fact, that's what it calls itself. Underneath the title, it goes real liberal politics. These are just the headlines to show us exactly what direction they're going to spin everything. Trump campaign CEO Steve Bannon was previously charged with domestic violence. Is that important? Yeah, I think it is important, but this is what they start with. Jeb Bush comes out of hiding to call Trump abhorrent and disturbing. No, Donald Trump has not backed away from his insane immigration proposal. Trump crashes and burns as Hillary Clinton is beating him in pro-Republican poll. Trump praises advisor who wants to have Hillary Clinton shot for treason. Now, I hadn't heard that one. I just have not heard that one. I mean, these go on and on.
Ludicrous.
Trump throws a tantrum after Hillary Clinton slays him with facts about his past. And, I mean, it goes on and on. These are just the titles of these articles. Hillary Clinton has just outsmarted Trump and may have split the Republican Party forever.
And well, Beth, I think mainstream Americans understand that this is just complete nonsense.
Well, I hope
I
so.
I would hope so as well. You know, but that is part of the whole liberal mentality. I disagree with you in that there are conservative sites fabricating facts on the other end.
No, I didn't say they fabricated.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's what they concentrate on.
Yeah, that's one of the MOs of the far left, those radical leftists. It's anything that they need to do to establish their agenda. It's the ends justifies the means. If they have to lie to get their way, they will.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, in the last radio interview, I was telling you about the liberal that called in to talk about Donald Trump's psychiatric diagnosis. He attributed that to Charles Krauthammer article, and I had not had the pleasure of reading the article, but after the interview, I got back and read the article, and he completely mischaracterized the article. That's not what the article said. But that's part of the whole liberal mindset. Say, distort the truth, lie about it to get your agenda implemented, and then make up some excuse why.
They say you hear what you want to hear, and I mm-hmm. think we could say that with Hillary when she said, no, he said, I never lied. I told the truth. That's what he said. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome if you want to join us at 877-895-5410, and the doctor and Beth Ann will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup stored. Carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No B.O. deodorant, offers CSE Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No B.O. is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals. Only a small amount of No B.O. is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No B.O. deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No B.O. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been visiting today with Dr. Gerald Giannoli. We've been talking about Hillary Clinton's health and the presidential candidates, the health, whether they should fork over their health records so the American people can know exactly how healthy they are and if they're going to be able to withstand. We never know. You can be really healthy one day and not the next, so we never really know, but we do need to look at those. Now, I have something that I really wanted to share. It's kind of comical, and then I want to talk about your medical practice and how you've kind of turned things a different direction there. So this is kind of to let you know that Beth Ann can be bought. Well, I have a price. I just want you to know that. I have a price. And I almost went to the Hillary camp. I almost did. I almost went over there because when she was asked, she'd made some remarks denouncing the Breitbart News with Bano, Steve Bano and all that. You know, she was on them. And instead of answering questions about what she had said, and to back up what she had said, her accusations, she goes, she gives them chocolate. She gives the reporters chocolate and said, taste this. This is good. And I'm thinking, you know, I want on her camp if I get to have chocolate. So I was almost persuaded, as the story goes, almost persuaded. Anyway, I thought that was pretty comical. Let's change the subject. Would you like some chocolate? That'll do it.
Yes.
Well, let's change the topic. Let's talk just a little bit. We're in the final segment of today's show. Let's talk a little bit about how you've kind of switched up how you run your practice.
Yes, ma'am. About 15 years ago, we had to come to a decision on Medicare because they had reduced how much they would pay us to do ENG testing, which is sort of our workhorse test for evaluating dizzy patients. And they reduced it to the point of we would actually lose money every time we did the test. And so we had the option of we can either, you know, shrink the test to where it's less, we do less and keep it under the level of losing money. Of course, we'd get less information. Or we could just opt out of Medicare, do the test as best we know how to do it, and charge a reasonable price. And that's what we decided to do. And then over the ensuing several years, we gradually got rid of all the insurance plans. And since going on 11 years ago, we are completely a cash practice. Patients call our office. They're told how much everything's going to cost even before they make the appointment. So they can decide whether they want to come or not. And then when they come, they're expected to pay at the time. There's no surprise bills months later. So for that matter, we don't send any bills out at all. And
do they pay the total amount at that time, or,
correct,
or can
correct.
They make payments?
No, they pay the total amount. They can use their credit card if they want. There's, okay, you know, credit lines, but for most people, they use their credit card. And they get a claim form from us that they can then submit to their insurance company to get reimbursement. How much they get reimbursed by their insurance company varies depending on what kind of plan they have and how good their insurance is. Some people will get complete coverage of the amount they paid. Some will get partial. Some will get none. It just kind of depends. But the other upshot to this is my charges are significantly lower than my competitors. To give you an idea, I just found out my competitors are charging $650 just to review somebody's records and tell them whether they should come in or not for a visit. Well, for a whole hour to an hour and a half visit with me in the office where I do a history physical, examine the patient, go through their records and their scans, I'm charging $390.
Interesting. Well, and yeah, I liked what you called it, practices, and it's free market medicine. And I've heard and seen and had some other doctors on that are doing the same thing or similar as what you're doing. And it has been my, because I'm a simple-minded person, very simple-minded, it has been my opinion for a long time that the reason healthcare is expensive is because insurance got into the business.
You are 100% correct.
They saw dollar signs.
Have you been following this EpiPen story?
I've got it right here in front of me.
Well, you know, that's completely because of insurance. It has nothing to do with the fact that there's only one company supplying this, because nobody in their right mind will pay $600 for medication that costs less than a dollar. As a matter of fact, yesterday I ordered 40 doses of epinephrine, and it was the price that I paid for was like $32. Okay. In essence, what you're seeing in a $600 EpiPen, you're talking about less than $2 of the medication and the equipment to deliver it. So you're talking about, you know, almost everything is profit on that. And the only way they can do that is because there's an insurance company that's going to pay some huge amount of money. No person in their right mind is going to do that. And if they didn't have insurance coverage of this, you would see those prices drop dramatically. I bet you'd find the EpiPen selling for $20 to $50.
Not only that, but they have to buy two or three at a time.
Exactly.
And then they did this legislation that brought some of that about, and it just goes on and on and on. And, of course, now they're connecting this. And you know, it's just corrupt people. It's like birds of a feather flock together.
Well, this is
connected
story
to the Clinton Foundation. And not directly as that goes, but I mean, this person that's involved in this is involved with the Clinton Foundation.
Oh yeah, well, this is crony capitalism as well, but it's also the fact that it's the mandated medical coverage of drugs. by the insurance company. Everybody thinks, oh, it'll be so much better when the insurance companies pays for our drugs. Well, how is it ever going to make sense that you can buy something more cheaply when there's a third party involved? Is it cheaper for me to just buy a product from you, or is it cheaper for me to pay somebody else to then buy the product from you? Well, they're going to get some money off of the top, so it's always going to be more expensive. And they don't care how much the product costs, just as long as they make their X amount percentage off the top. To give you a great example, there was a young couple who had an infant, their first-time parents, and they were cutting the baby's fingernails.
Oh,
and
no.
They cut one of them too short, and the baby starts having bleeding from the fingernail.
Yes.
And being first-time parents, they're extremely anxious, and they rush to the emergency room. Well, they walk in the emergency room, and nobody's there, and they rush him back to the doctor, who then calmly takes the baby's finger, runs it under a sink to wash the blood off, puts a Band-Aid on it, and says, look, you know, baby's fingernails are really vascular. Just don't cut it so short next time.
That was the entire
visit, and they go home.
They wiggle. You know, they wiggle. You can't hardly help but cut them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a couple months later, they get the bill. It's $650. Okay.
Wow.
But don't worry, they have insurance. With the insurance discounts, it's only $450 for that Band-Aid and that five-minute visit.
You know, it's great. We need to have you back on and just talk about this, because this is very interesting to me, because it has been a long-time pet peeve of mine. And the music you're hearing going off the air, that's my little baby boy. And, yeah, I cut his finger a time or two when I was raising him. He's a wiggle worm. Thank you, Doctor, for being with us. I want to have you on again soon. And we're just going to talk about health care in general. I really appreciate what you're doing, and thank you so very much. You know, it's taking all of us, folks. I know I say this every day, but there are so many things that we have to listen and watch for, and it's time that we come together to bring America home to some common sense.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.